All right, continuing on with the conversation now. That's it. I'm done with the toxic politics for the balance of this Friday. All right, I'm putting my foot down. That's it. You know, because sometimes you got to talk about fishing and stretching your legs and getting outdoors. And in a few minutes here, an old friend of mine is in the studio, Al Stewart, from the Michigan DNR, wildlife biologist. We'll talk to him about the Michigan Pheasant Hunting Initiative. And also in the studio, Jeff Ross and his daughter, Allison. We'll get to that, and I'll tell you why about this pheasant hunting initiative. But before we get there, we're going to start with Amy Trotter, the executive director of the Michigan United Conservation Clubs, because of a new initiative, an awareness campaign to showcase numerous benefits of Michigan's public lands, outdoor recreation, and so much more. Amy, welcome to it on a Friday.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here. So, you know, I think in this day and age when everybody's attached to these damn devices, you know, smartphones and tablets and just electrified all the time, man, just getting outside and disconnecting for a while, taking your friends, your family, you know, going fishing, going for a walk, just getting some fresh air, it can be life-changing to me. What are your thoughts?
I totally agree. And we are so blessed here in Michigan to have the abundance of public lands, quality waters, and outdoor recreation opportunities to enjoy. We are certainly very, very appreciative of what we have here in Michigan. And that's why we're working with this coalition of groups to make sure to raise the public awareness of the importance of and appreciation for these assets we have in the state.
All right. So for anybody who doesn't know, and I'm sure there's a few, what is the MUCC? What is its origin? And what are you guys, well, what are you all about?
Well, Michigan United Conservation Clubs has been around since 1937. We're a coalition, basically an umbrella organization of hunting and fishing groups from all over the state. So from your local rod and gun club to statewide hunting and fishing organizations, we're an umbrella organization. And we have really four main pillars that we try to, be a voice here in Lansing on advocacy issues. We do communications, education, and then a commitment to habitat, both public and private lands habitat.
So hands-on experience it is. Amy Trotter here, the executive director of the Michigan United Conservation Clubs, MUCC. And the world is a divided place. We talk a lot about politics in this program. It's a divided place. But there are certain things that bring people together. Two words that come to mind are fish on. I mean, who can be partisan when that's happening and you've got a king salmon on the line or a rainbow trout or whatever it might be, right? I mean, these are the sorts of things where people can truly find both literally and figuratively common ground, correct?
That's right. At MUCC, I am fond of the saying that we are not red, we are not blue, we are camo.
And there you go. All right, so that brings me to the Protect Michigan initiative. What is it? What's it going to mean for people? What do we need to know?
Well, Protect MI is really, again, another coalition of organizations, so not just MUCC, but we're working with the Nature Conservancy's Michigan chapter, Michigan Environmental Council, MParks, the Michigan Recreation and Parks Association, Michigan Trails and Greenways Alliance, and Heart of the Lake Center for Land Conservation. So these organizations are really coming together under that banner issue of public lands and outdoor recreation. And I'll try this out for you today and see how it works, but this is a big tent where we're bringing together the hippies, the hunters, and the hikers all around public lands and outdoor recreation opportunities.
I think that works.
Good,
hippies,
good.
Hunters, hikers, I got that, you know, because it's true. It's a community that some camp, some are vegans. Okay, you're outdoors. I'm with you. Some
yep,
fish,
exactly.
Some don't. I don't care. You don't want to eat the deer? That's fine. I got this. Or whatever it may be. The fact of the matter is we've got trails and opportunities and state forest and more shoreline than anybody but Alaska. I mean, we've got it all going on, don't we?
Exactly. And we all care about its long-term integrity. So that's the other key thing, is that these groups don't always agree on policies or politics, certainly, but we can agree on the long-term viability of our outdoor recreation opportunities, and that's where public lands and waters are so critical to making sure those are there in the future.
Yeah, I agree with that. We've got Amy Trotter here, the executive director of the Michigan United Conservation Clubs, all about Protect MI. I say Protect Michigan. It's Protect MI. It's an awareness campaign to showcase the countless benefits of Michigan's public lands, outdoor recreation, and something else that comes to mind. Young State Park up in Charlevoix County, I think, is a premier state park, and we've got a lot of them. But I've just been familiar with that one, and that's something else that's in our ammunition, if you will, our resources that are available to people in Michigan, are all these fabulous state parks.
They are, and we've got more than 100 of them now, and they're not just, your backyard neighborhood or urban state park. We've got a diversity of opportunities out there. We have state parks that allow hunting, that have, built-in fishing piers and have really worked to bring the outdoors closer to home for people, certainly in communities, but they offer a very diverse set of recreational opportunities as well.
Absolutely. Amy Trotter here, the Executive Director of the MUCC. All right, so, Amy, if people want to find out more about this Protect MI initiative, where do you direct them?
ProtectMI.org, so ProtectMI.org, and that's going to be really the Umbrella Coalition's website. We're going to have more information about events and opportunities to learn more as this campaign moves forward. We just kicked it off this week, so you're one of the first folks hearing about it. So we're really excited about bringing this all around the state over the next 7 months.
Amy, thank you so much for being here. It's a great effort, and I appreciate all you do. And thank you for the Michigan United Conservation Clubs being so involved with the outdoors. Thank you, Amy.
Thank you.
Amy Trotter, everybody, here on the Steve Huber Show, brought to you this hour in part by Wolverine Water Systems. Wolverine is Michigan's premier water treatment company, serving Michigan since 1947, locally owned and operated. Wolverine delivers statewide, and you can get your free, yes, I said it, free water test today by getting a hold of Wolverine. Go to SteveGruber.com, click on the Wolverine button, and you're on your way to a peace of mind. And what could be more important these days than peace of mind when it comes to your water's quality and pureness? Back after this on the Steve Gruber Show.